Big and exciting US-UK trade deal, Trump. Starmer hint at first post-tariffs agreement announcement today. By Oliver J.J. Lane on May 8, 2025. A trade deal between the United States and the United Kingdom may be unveiled on Thursday, the leaders of both nations have suggested. US President Donald Trump said a major trade deal was being announced on Thursday. Later adding the day will be very big and exciting for the United States and the United Kingdom. Saying a press conference would be held for the announcement from the Oval Office at 10 a.m. Eastern, 1500 BST. UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer also hinted on Thursday morning. The 80th anniversary of victory in Europe Day. As he addressed a defence conference at King's College London. Without getting into specifics and while talking about the special relationship between London and Washington that dates back to the Second World War, he said of that indispensable ally, as you know. Talks with the US have been ongoing and you will hear more from me about that later today. Perhaps moving to reassure the public after the last trade deal signed by the United Kingdom. With India earlier this week, was panned in the press and by political opponents. He continued, but make no mistake, I will always act in our national interest. For workers, businesses and families, to deliver security and renewal for our country. Leader of the House of Commons Lucy Powell. A Labour politician and ally to Prime Minister Starmer who has been making headlines lately for dismissive remarks about Britain's long-standing industrial child rape grooming gang scandal, told Parliament on Thursday morning that a statement would be forthcoming. She said, on the US trade deal developments, talks have been and are continuing at pace and the House will be updated, Mr. Speaker, later today. In announcing what appears to be a coming announcement, President Trump moved to flatter the United Kingdom, calling it a big and highly respected country. He said today's deal, which will be the first the US signed since Trump's Liberation Day, will be the first of many. The UK Conservative Party, out of power and in opposition, said the UK being first in the queue is a clear benefit of Brexit, as members of the European Union delegate their trade policy to Brussels. Failing to get a deal signed before the European Union would be a crushing blow for the Starmer government, a clear signal they were failing to make the most of the freedom they have. Nevertheless, they said they would reserve judgment on whether the left-wing Labour government had managed to negotiate a good deal with Washington until they saw it. President Trump is due to visit the United Kingdom in September for a historic second state visit, to be hosted by King Charles III. It is the first time a foreign leader has been accorded the honor of two state visits. But factors ranging from Trump having non-consecutive terms, Queen Elizabeth II having died in the meantime, and the UK's need to curry favor all weighed in favor of breaking precedent.